your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Reiki Master and host Phyllis Lei Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
This is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. The topic today is a question that many people ask me. They, in looking at the form of Reiki as we practice it, and the students who come to Reiki, there's a first degree, there's second degree, and then something called mastery or master's degree. Some people refer to it as the third level. We're talking today with a nun from the Ukraine, and he was in the what we consider to be the first Reiki class in the former Soviet Union, and he also became a master and has accompanied many masters to see their dream of being a Reiki master, and also has a very large program to support these masters in their process. It's really wonderful for me to have him on the program and to explore this quality of life, as we might put it, called mastery. Welcome, Anand.
Thank you.
So, as with all of my guests, I would really love it if you could tell us your Reiki story. I know that there are some great significances in your Reiki story, but like everybody else, I suppose you were looking for something and mm-hmm. thought Reiki might be the answer that you were seeking. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
True. Oh, well, tell me about this.
Some words. I knew about Reiki from the pupil of Osho Raznish.
Uh-huh.
It was the time when I became sannyasin myself, and after I knowing that Osho supports Reiki in ashram, I decided to search to find a Reiki master to have an initiation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the former Soviet Union.
Was it former then, or was it the Soviet Union then?
Soviet Union.
Soviet Union then.
Yeah. And I haven't the possibility to go abroad.
Uh-huh.
And such wonderful event. the German master.
Yes.
Shunyam Yup came to Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And gave the seminar of first degree Reiki.
Yes.
And I was in this seminar. It was from 30th May to 40th July, June, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Each day was initiation.
Mm-hmm.
Seminar was very wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Light, enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
With many laughing.
Oh, that's great.
So when we leave the seminar,
mm-hmm.
We had the very good feeling.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't know what is Reiki. Because I hasn't practiced in
right.
this moment.
Right.
And I decided to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had practice during 3 years in first degree Reiki.
Uh-huh.
And after this, I knew that another master, Hans Treffers, from Holland, will be in Moscow, mm-hmm. and it will be the second degree mm-hmm. of Reiki. But I had not possibility to go to Moscow because of my personal situation. Mm-hmm. And another master, Andrei Guzanov, and John Forrester, uh-huh. American master, visited Kyiv and did the Reiki seminar too.
Oh, great.
So I took my second degree from Andrei and Forrester. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. But in 1993, we was in your first meeting in St. Petersburg with Reiki students.
Right.
Yeah. And we saw different masters.
Yes.
And look at Hans Treffers. And I had a feeling that he is my master.
Mm. And what, just to assist listeners about this feeling, like, can you describe it more? Was it like recognizing him, or was
It's a very,
is it possible to put in words?
Yeah, it's a very tight feeling.
Uh-huh.
I saw you, Hans Treffers, Hoki Brink,
uh-huh.
and another masters, but he had, I mean, Hans Treffers, he had some quality of not only character of words, mm-hmm. speech, no,
mm-hmm.
Some smelt. And character of motion,
uh-huh.
Intonation. It was the moment.
The moment, great.
And after this, I decided to go to Moscow on your seminar,
uh-huh.
Next seminar, and I did it. And from this point, I was feeling that Reiki system for me is some of most important, maybe most important deal in my life.
Mm.
And Hans did his seminars very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Deeply. He goes through elements,
mm-hmm.
Gone through elements, aspects, and his early wave of masters,
yes.
Was prepared,
mm-hmm.
good prepared. And I feel felt in that moment when I when I saw these young masters that maybe I can be I would became master too.
Maybe I can become a master.
Yes,
yes.
And but I didn't say about this to Hans Treffers.
No.
Yes. Yes. I didn't say. But in a third or fourth seminar, I don't understand. Remember the number of seminars.
Uh-huh.
Hans Treffers look at me and said, "I feel that you have something to say to me." So I said, I want to be a master, and after this moment, the preparation beginning. I was with Hans 2 years on all of his seminars, me and my colleague Chandira. And it was a funny episode. When he initiated the second wave of his master, he asked me to take a chair and go to a place where must be initiation. And one of the young masters said to me, this chair last year brought by Misha Pishilauri. It was the young master. After this, he became
a master. So it was a very special chair.
Yeah.
Great.
And after this, I had initiation in Kyiv. Hans Treffers became to Kyiv on seminar and on our initiation. He initiated me, Chindira, and Olga from Almaty.
Oh, right.
And after this, my biography as a master began. And it was a very intensive time. Because I had many seminars of first degree.
Yes.
And the experience of these seminars was very expensive.
Expensive?
Valuable.
Valuable.
Valuable, yeah. It
could be expensive too.
Yes. Yes. Valuable.
Yeah, it's valuable. Yeah. Well, you know, in speaking about mastery, one of the things that people really like to discuss is the $10,000 that is asked for mastery in this system. And it's very controversial. It's in the sense that now it's very interesting because now there are people who say that it's not enough. Now there are people who say that it's way too much, that it's very materialistic. And I know that my position with it has remained the same all these years. And I know that you have a very special viewpoint on this particular topic. And I wonder if you would share about this meeting that we had in St. Petersburg. Because I feel that this listeners, was my greatest challenge was to go to this day with master candidates, and there were, I think, 123 people there, and some masters, something like this. My first time in St. Petersburg, and I knew that I had to tell these people that, you know, the financial commitment to become a master in this system was $10,000, and that they should not allow their masters to ask any less of them. That if their masters thought they couldn't do it because somehow it was impossible, then they should offer it themselves. And so I went in this meeting shaking, and
I remember.
And you were there on the other side of the stage.
Yes.
So what was it like for you? Tell me.
Oh, it was a very brilliant moment, because our attention on money was sovietical.
What does that mean? Sovietical. Yeah.
money in the Soviet Union was on the second or on the third place. Mm-hmm. On the first place was ideology mm-hmm. and power.
Oh.
And we had a communication each other
uh-huh.
without money.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't have money in such amounts as it was in Reiki.
Right.
And when we heard that the sum of gift of master money, I say now gift,
mm-hmm.
because I know I think that is gift.
Uh-huh.
But in that moment, in 1993,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand that this is the gift.
What did you understand it as?
What I understand that it was a big work
mm-hmm.
on the path of becoming master.
Becoming a master.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Work, knowledge, practice. But money for me in that moment was on third or maybe on fourth place.
Uh-huh.
You see, yeah?
Yes, I do.
And after that moment, my inner work happened, and I thought maybe I must to replace my values.
Ah,
you understand?
Yes, yeah. I do.
And money from this moment was for me as one of the important factor in the way of mastering.
Mm-hmm. So when people hear this, I wonder if they are going to think that you became a kind of seeker of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No.
I hope not. Can you explain more about what you mean? That it became more of a priority?
The priority became in such a line. In the first place, for me, is practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then, initiation.
Uh-huh.
Then, the form of teaching.
Uh-huh.
And after this, money.
Mm-hmm.
And during the long time.
Yes.
It was a. Constant construction for me.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now, I think that money is in the first three.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw the student, one or two or another student, I make an attempt to feel what place for him the money.
Oh, I see.
Or initiation.
Uh-huh.
Or practice.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
If I feel this, I work with him during this channel.
So, can you share with me then, what was it like to hear that it was $10,000 and that money was not one of your high priorities?
Mm-hmm.
And that, was it like an impossible dream? Because, you know, one of the things that really surprised me is that the people who were there understood what I was saying.
Yeah.
And that was an unusual reaction for me, because often I would tell people my reasoning about the $10,000, that it was to show that you give your life to something. And, of course, maybe everybody there thought, well, of course you give your life, because how else are you going to get $10,000? So, I don't know. What was it like to hear this?
Is it like for me?
What was it? What? How did you feel when you heard it?
I felt that I knew in that moment something new. You understand?
Something new.
New for me in my life, because before my attention to money was very communists. You understand? And it was a very big work in my inner space to to see, to look on money, not as the instrument, on as bourgeois and capitalist power. You understand? But as on power as the amount of energy.
Right.
And when I applied it, when I accepted, it was very influence on my ordinary life and in life in Reiki.
Yes? How would, how did it influence your ordinary life?
In ordinary life, I thought very exciting, very disturbing about lack of money. And when I decided to buy something, I calculate.
Right.
You understand?
Yes. How am I going to get it?
Yes, yes. And after this, I didn't calculate. I attempted to feel, is it right thing for me or not? Only.
That's it.
Yes.
And then what happened if it was the right thing?
Is it serve for me in my ordinary life, or is it serve for me in my regular life? If it serve me, I buy it.
Great. Great. Wonderful. And so when you became a master and then you started to have students, when did you think about initiating masters after that? Right away, or in a few years, or?
When a student asked me about this, I say him that I heard his words, but I must have time to live with it, and to hear, to think about this new fact in my life. How I think, and I my attention on this fact must be grow.
Yes.
And after this, I decided what I say to this student.
And when did you take your first master candidates?
My first master.
Yeah. Like 2 years after you became a master, 1 year, 5 years?
It was my first candidates.
Uh-huh.
It was twelve or thirteen in number.
Uh-huh.
And it was very different.
Uh-huh.
And gone with me in Reiki after their asking 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And some of them I initiated after 3 years, but some initiated after 5 years.
Uh-huh. And how long had you been a master then?
Mm-hmm. Then after this?
No, from when you initiated, when you took your first master candidate.
Me?
Yeah.
5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And did you just teach in Kyiv, or did you teach in
In very different places.
Yeah?
It was Chelyabinsk, it was Orenburg, it was Moscow, Petersburg, it was Kaluga,
uh-huh.
Kyiv, Dnipropetrovsk.
Oh, wow. So all over.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know it, Russia is a very big place.
Yeah.
And back in those days, you all didn't have airplanes much.
Yes,
it was all by train.
Yeah. Now I have pupils in Israel, Sweden, and Finland.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, Travels with the Master. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. We'll be back right after this station break.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you tired of carrying a heavy wooden massage table around? Is your back sore? Or do you have imprints of cables and braces on your kneecaps after sitting and giving a Reiki treatment? Try a lightweight Astrolite massage table for maximum comfort. Contact us, Paul or Upasana, at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Okay, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm with Anand. He lives now in Kyiv in the Ukraine. He was in the first, as far as we know, Reiki class given by Shunya Myup in 1990. Was that it? 1990 in Moscow. And he practiced Reiki for 3 years and then took second degree and then eventually became a master. And Anand, along with his Reiki partner, Chandira, have had many, many students and have quite a large master community. One of the things that I wanted to ask Anand is about his feeling or definition, if we will, of the concept or the role of a master. So I'm just wondering, can you go back to the time when you were just thinking about being a master and let us know at that moment, what were your expectations of mastery? What did you think would happen as a master?
When I became master, I thought about mastery, that is the gift, and the good work. and the probability to be in the Reiki system more deeply. More deeply, and because I did many seminars. I had a large amount of work with first degree, second degree, and after this with candidates to master. So it was the probability to be in Reiki all of time.
That's great.
Probably for me as a man, because as, sometime I must sleeping, I must have meeting with another people, but it was the period of working in Reiki, was the period of Reiki. Why I say about this in such view? Because parallel, I work in astrology and in dynamic meditations. But when I became a young master, astrology and dynamic meditation went to the second, third, fourth, and fifth places.
and Reiki became first place.
Yes,
then.
Yes. And after this, my view on Reiki was more deep and deep. And after some period, I think about Reiki as the symbol of Master Reiki is the main symbol of life of Reiki.
What did you mean by that?
I mean that each master has the quality of Reiki that he make this quality workable. When I was a student of Reiki, first degree, second degree, I practiced
right
every day, But this was not a work in Reiki.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Master practice is working in Reiki because he served to his students,
mm-hmm.
and served to system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now I think that the quality of master, the being, the probability to be master, is a gift, the good work, and serving.
Mm-hmm. Talk about serving for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean about serving? Who are you serving?
Mm-hmm. Serving is the attention to the life. The life is the gift too.
Mm-hmm.
And what I put, what I offer to my life.
Mm.
And when I, in the role of Master of Reiki, such putting more effective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is it more effective, do you think?
During the day, I can, doing nothing, and I alive, yes?
Yes.
When my appreciation of the fact that I am alive,
yes,
is too little.
Mm-hmm.
But when I working as a master, my appreciation that I alive is the big.
Uh-huh.
Has a big amount, and I have a feeling that I am needed for something, for somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I have something that I can
offer.
Yes, offer.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. That's lovely. And do you consider that every student has the possibility of becoming a master, or do you feel that there are just some students who should be masters?
Yes, I have some feeling on
mm-hmm.
this when I sit down on the circle of Reiki. I saw and I hear, I see and then and I hear, and some mystic feeling grows in me that this student maybe asked me for a long time, maybe,
mm-hmm.
about mastering.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it.
Yes.
Even if they're first-degree students.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. After 3 years, after 5 years, that happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, do you think that the possibility is that every student could become a master if they so wanted?
No, no.
No?
I think no.
Just some students, because...
No. Yes, only some students. Yeah.
And is it because of their destiny, or their own personal gift, or...
I think that is the mix.
A mix?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the mix?
The mix... when this person maybe will be a master,
uh-huh.
but if the student don't work,
mm-hmm.
His chances of being master very little.
Mm-hmm.
You must practice, practice, and practice.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, his chances grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without working, without practice in Reiki, the potential have no the way of
Being realized.
Yes, realized. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But do you think that this person, the student who practices and practices, mm-hmm. Is it because of some destiny, do you think? Or
mm-hmm.
I mean, some people think that,
yes,
you know, we're kind
of
pre-programmed to be Reiki masters or something.
So you say that the ability of practicing is the destiny, yeah? No?
Or maybe the destiny drives the person to practice.
Maybe. Maybe.
What do you think?
Only the working, only the practice is not a way of to mastering. The destiny must be
there.
But the destiny, only the destiny, not the way.
So you have to have both things,
yes,
the destiny,
yes,
and the practice. And anything else?
Good circumstances.
Pardon me?
He must have time.
Uh-huh.
He must have character to do something. You must have a little brain.
A little brain? Or some brain?
Some brain.
Some intelligence.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, that's an interesting criteria.
He must have a heart.
What do you mean by heart?
Heart.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to open your soul, and the courage to open.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Wow. The courage to open your soul.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that you had the courage to open your soul, Anand.
I'm glad too.
Yeah.
And
so,
thank you.
What is the gift? I mean, of course, there's Reiki, but I'm just wondering, can you express the gifts that being a master has given you just in your life?
Yeah, I have such ability,
mm-hmm.
and I have such probability
mm-hmm.
By through my work in Reiki, my feeling of this life.
Mm-hmm.
And my concrete action. Sometimes I forget about this, and I feel in that period of life that something loses me. And when I remember, something came to my inner space, and this the character or life in this condition like me more.
So, in as you work with, so I'm just wanting to understand. So, as you work with Reiki, then you work, and when you forget who you are.
No. I mean another periods of my life without working in Reiki. When I am Reiki, I remember. And for me, working in Reiki is the way to to be in gratitude.
So one of the gifts of Reiki for
yes,
you
yes.
is that you can you have a way to show your gratitude.
Yes.
Yes. And the way to serve.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for being on our show today.
Thank you.
It's been great. I appreciate your speaking English, as obvious that it is not your first language. But you've done beautiful job in expressing yourself.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's really, really wonderful. And I have really appreciated working with you and being with you in your mastery. And I'm sure that the listeners will have your perspective of mastery to consider.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you very much. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.